Chapter 18. Even from a distance, the Temple of Rapha stood out against the night like a reflection of the moon. Flaming brass braziers illuminated gleaming white marble pillars, and it made Cooper's head hurt. As if the discomfort of walking around with a giant wooden cock up his ass wasn't enough, Cooper was suffering from the worst hangover he'd ever had. That stone piss didn't fuck around. He desperately needed to rehydrate, and was even prepared to suck up a puddle off the street if they happened by one. No such luck.
"May the light of Rapha shine on you,"
said a man in white robes as the party approached the front steps.
"What does such a varied group of travelers seek at such an early hour?"
The temple had few walls and no doors. It must be a 24-hour establishment.
"We seek healing," said Julian. "Who among you is afflicted?"
asked the man at the top of the stairs.
"My sister," said Tim.
The man scanned the group one more time.
"I take it she is not here among you."
"No," said Tim. "This will have to be a house call."
"And what, may I ask, is her affliction?"
"She's dead."
The man frowned.
"Death comes to us all, child. There is not but..."
"Cut the bullshit," said Tim. "I'm not a child."
"We are all Rapha's children."
"I don't have time for this. Can you bring my sister back to life or not?"
"Alas," said the man, "I cannot. I am not so strong in the faith such that Rapha has seen fit to grant me such powers over death. There is but one of our number whom Rapha has given such power, Brother Tristan, and he is currently away."
"Well, when will he be back?" asked Stuart.
"It is not for me to say. But perhaps I can spare you further grief by telling you honestly that such a favor from the temple is not handed out to just anyone. I humbly beg forgiveness for the observation, but you appear to be men of humble means, and the favor you seek would require rather a sizable donation to the temple."
"We can get money," said Tim.
"That's right," said Julian. "We're actually on our way to go take out the vampire who killed his sister. He's probably loaded. In fact, if a couple of you guys wanted to help out..."
The priest smiled sadly.
"We are not assassins for hire."
"But..." The priest stopped Julian with a finger.
"I would encourage you not to seek revenge. You will most likely die. And even should you succeed, it will not bring this young man's sister back. It will only further darken your hearts."
"This is bullshit,"
said Cooper. His heart was pounding in his head, and the last thing he needed was a fucking sermon. A grimace flickered over the priest's face at Cooper, but it turned back to stoic kindness.
"However," he said, "if you are certain you want to continue down this road, allow me to bless you in the holy font of Rapha. Follow, but remain quiet."
He turned and walked up the stairs. Tim whispered to Dave.
"What do you think?" "About what?"
asked Dave.
"Is it worth our time getting blessed, or should we just bail?"
"Whether it's worth it or not," said Julian, "we should take him up on his hospitality. It would be rude not to, and we might need these guys later."
"Your call, Tim,"
said Cooper.
"Fine," said Tim. "Let's hurry it up, though."
Tim, Julian, Cooper, Dave, Butterbean, and Stuart scampered up the marble stairs with Ravenous flying overhead. The inside of the temple was beautiful. Firelight danced on the polished marble pillars and shone on the reflective floor. At the center of it all stood a 20-foot-tall stone statue of what Cooper assumed to be Rapha. The figure was armored and armed with a great hammer, but his weapon was tucked away and his face showed compassion as he laid his hand on the head of some disheveled beggar. At the base of the statue, at Rapha's feet and the beggar's knees, stone cherubs held pitchers which poured continuous streams of water into a stone pool. Water. Cooper pushed Dave and Stuart to either side of him and ran toward the fountain.
"What is he?"
he barely heard the priest say before he was able to stick his head in. It was cool and refreshing. He took in gulp after gulp, and his headache immediately started to evaporate. The coolness coursed down his parched throat into his queasy stomach and filled his whole being with vigor. He could feel the pointy end of the stake poking out of his ass and hoped it wasn't making a conspicuous lump in the back of his loincloth. He was ugly enough without people thinking he had a tail. He drank until he couldn't breathe. Then he lifted his head out of the water and took in a lungful of air. Someone might have been yelling at him, but he wasn't going to stay and find out. It was time for round two, so back under he went. Swallow after swallow, he gulped down the sweet, sweet hydration until he had had his fill. When Cooper's thirst was sated, he removed his head from the fountain again.
"You barbarous brute!"
The priest was doing all he could to keep his shouting to a whisper.
"Look what you've done! You've defiled the holy water of Rafa!"
Cooper looked down into the fountain. The water level was down to about a quarter of what it had been, and noticeably browner.
Sorry?
The belch which followed shook the air, causing the hanging brass braziers to quiver and cast strange shadows about the temple. That felt good.
"We're very sorry." Julian made a desperate attempt at a diplomacy check.
"He's just..." "Get out, all of you," said the priest.
The facade of kindness was gone from his face.
"If I ever see any of your miserable faces again, I'll have you arrested and hanged."
"Come on, guys," said Tim. "Let's go."
"And may your sister burn in the fiery abyss."
"Why, you little..."
Tim ran at the priest. Cooper quickly stepped between them and held Tim back with one hand. With the other hand, he punched the priest square in the face, knocking him out cold. The rest of the group looked up at him in stunned silence.
"What?"
"Dude," said Dave, "you just punched a priest in the face."
"You had it coming."
"We seriously have to get out of here," said Julian.
The group booked it down the stairs, back into the cover of early morning darkness.